Day to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand a Congolese giant is in line for a big basketball honor.
Kim Dikembe Mutombo is one of 12 finalists for entrance into the Basketball Hall of Fame in the eastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts. The class of 2015 inductees will be announced April 6th, and enshrinement ceremonies will be in September. The 48-year-old Mutombo announced his retirement in 2009 after 18 seasons in the National Basketball Association. Dikembe was named to the NBA All-Star team 8 times, and 4 times he was selected as the league's Defensive Player of the Year. Mutombo was known for his rebounding and shot blocking skills. After a successful block, Big Dikembe was known for taunting his opponents by waving his index finger, like a parent saying, "Don't do that," to a disobedient child. Off the court, Mutombo is a well-known humanitarian. He started the Dikembe Mutombo Foundation to improve conditions in his homeland, the Democratic Republic of Congo, in 1997. One of the foundation's big projects was the opening in 2007 of a nearly $30 million hospital in his birthplace of Kinshasa. After finding out he was a finalist for the Basketball Hall of Fame, Dikembe Mutombo said it hasn't been a solo journey, and he's been helped by various people along the way.
I think it's both. As a player, we don't see ourselves as just a basketball player. We see ourselves as a human being. And there's so many people that come to our way of life to make sure that we succeed. So we make sure that we balance our life with off the court and off the court. So I'm very happy to be here. And sitting around all the great guys I see, from Willis Reed, Dominic, Moses Malone, and Alonzo Mourning, and all those guys, I don't know how to express myself today.
Dikembe Mutombo spoke in New York City, where he attended Sunday night's annual NBA All-Star Game at Madison Square Garden. In fact, Dikembe had some special company at the popular exhibition contest. He sat courtside next to former U.S. President Bill Clinton. The Western Conference All-Stars beat the Eastern Conference All-Stars 163-158. Oklahoma City Thunder guard Russell Westbrook scored a game-high 41 points and was named the game's most valuable player.
It's definitely a blessing, man. You never want to take no games for granted, especially an All-Star game, to get a chance to go out and show your talents, man. And I'm just blessed to be able to play the game that I love, and definitely happy we got the win.
Happy to get the win. That's Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder, the most valuable player of the 2015 NBA All-Star Game.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Just ahead on the Sunny Side of Sports, my VOA colleague James Buddy will have a Black History Month segment on a basketball great and a boxing great.
On this day in 1970, Joe Frazier became world heavyweight boxing champion after knocking out Jimmy Ellis in the second round at Madison Square Garden in New York City. On this day in 1972, during a basketball game between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Phoenix Suns, Wilt Chamberlain became the first man in the history of the NBA to score 30,000 points.
Ah!
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, joins us now with some reaction to the recent Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, as well as other sports news.
Good evening, Africa. The 2015 Africa Cup of Nations has come and gone, but the fallouts of Africa's premier football tournament continue to reverberate. First, the sanctions imposed on Morocco for withdrawing as the original host due to Ebola fears. African soccer's governing body, CAF, banned the North African country from the next two editions of the tournaments in 2017 and 2019. The Royal Moroccan Football Federation, FRMF, was also fined $1 million, in order to pay another $9.12 million in damages to CAF and its partners. After Morocco's withdrawal in November 2014, Equatorial Guinea came on as emergency hosts, saving the tournament. Well, Morocco has rejected all the sanctions, saying there is no regulatory basis for the punishments. The Moroccan Federation said it will, quote, take all necessary measures to uphold the rights and interests of Moroccan football and provisions, unquote. But are the sanctions against Morocco strong enough to prevent future host nations from behaving like the North African country? That was the question I put to Segun Aribike, a former editor-in-chief of the News Agency of Nigeria and a football enthusiast.
Yes, I think so. Close to $1 million, and then another $9 million for as reparation, as it were, is it? Imagine what would have happened, what disgrace Africa would have faced if Equatorial Guinea didn't come to CAF's aid. So I think, going by that, the sanctions are okay. Let Morocco stay out of the championship for two times, and then that will serve as a deterrent. I believe other nations won't do that.
How do you see the tournament in Equatorial Guinea, considering that Equatorial Guinea had to be an emergency host?
I think they did their best, given the short time they had to prepare. Initially, there were complaints about inadequate hotel rooms, inadequate transportation, but as the tournament wore on, all those problems were forgotten and people concentrated on the football. And I think Equatorial Guinea deserves the commendation for preventing this shame to Africa.
That was Segun Aribike, a former editor-in-chief of the News Agency of Nigeria. He spoke with me right here in Lagos. In more fallout from the 2015 Nations Cup, Equatorial Guinea President Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo has pardoned 149 people who were arrested following clashes during the Africa Cup of Nations semifinal between the host nation and Ghana. Martin Gundongu Sue, president of Malabo Supreme Court, confirmed on Friday that all those arrested have been released. We were ready to go to trial for you to be punished, but the president of the republic, Teodoro Obiang, in his role as the chief magistrate of the nation and father of all of you, has forgiven you and you are free, Ndongu Sue told the accused before they were released to their families in front of the Supreme Court. President Mbasogo had blasted what he called the childish behavior of Equatorial Guinea fans who turned on Ghanaian supporters, pelting them with plastic bottles and chairs and leaving 36 injured. The 2015 Nations Cup host was fined $100,000 by CAF and ordered to play a match behind closed doors. In other news, World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, doesn't like the choice of Manaus as a football host city for the 2016 Olympics in Brazil. FIFA says it prefers games to be played at venues closer to Game Center in Rio de Janeiro, and that Manaus is not a suitable first option for a hosting venue. FIFA's statement came a day after the Olympic organizers announced that they were adding Manaus to the list of proposed host cities to integrate all of Brazil into the games. The city is about 3,000 kilometers from Rio in the Amazon jungle. The other proposed venues, beside Rio, are Sao Paulo, Belo Horizonte, Salvador, and Brasilia. All of them hosted matches during last year's World Cup.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Listen, when you're talking about the best fighter, you're talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Has the richest matchup in boxing history between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao been finally agreed? The answer depends on whom you believe. The London Telegraph newspaper reported on Sunday that the Filipino boxer completed his contractual agreements on Saturday and that Mayweather is set to sign in the coming days. Manny has 100% signed his side of the deal, the paper reported. It is now over to Mayweather to close the deal and announce the fight. But Showtime Sports boxing executive Steven Espinosa says no deal has been signed. Not sure what anyone is signing, since no agreement has been finalized yet, Espinosa said on his Twitter account. The mega fight between the pair of welterweight world champions is expected to shatter all box office records. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. And I have my fingers crossed that the Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao boxing blockbuster gets finalized soon. Get in the ring, guys. Come on. We want to see you guys go at it. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yahias Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Sonny. And listen.